I'm going to throw some names at you and see if you have any stories that would be attached to them.
Okay.
And if you don't, you don't.
Okay.
But we'll try it. Alex Adwan at the Tulsa World.
Well, Alex was, of course, on the editorial board. And so in those days, or today, actually, if you're in a PR business and there's someone who's on the editorial board of the Tulsa World or the Tulsa Tribune, they're on a different pedestal. And you look up to them because getting into an editorial board meeting and taking a client in there was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are names that I have interviewed for VoicesOfOklahoma.com, and then we need to throw Ken Neal in on that, too.
Absolutely. And Ken, I would talk to him basically 2 to 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be working on editorials, and we became very good friends over the years.
And
we had the same birthday.
Oh, okay. And Alex and Ken, to this very day, are very, very close.
Correct.
And I think they're together on a weekly basis. They didn't always see eye to eye with you, I suppose, on certain issues.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd represent clients that were not exactly in high favor with the public. And I'm trying to think of one or two. Well, the poultry industry was one of them.
Tell us about it.
Well, I was hired by people in Northwest Arkansas who were raising chickens.
Tyson?
Tyson and that group. And the chicken poop was not very popular, particularly when it leaked into the streams.
Yes.
So I took some grief over that.
And they were not going to support you on this issue, the paper. Is that true?
That is correct.
Right. Jim Goodwin, who is the owner of the Eagle Black newspaper.
Yes.
How about him?
I liked Jim. I worked with him on some projects, and he was fun to work with, a lot of fun. In fact, one day I was in his office, and I had this brand-new briefcase that had been given to me. I don't remember how I got it, but anyway, I was sitting down here, and Jim Goodwin had this dog. And we're in the middle of the meeting, and I look down, and the dog has taken a leak on my brand-new briefcase. And Goodwin looked down at the dog, and he went, "Rover, stop that." That was it. But I like Jim Goodwin a lot.
Yeah. We just posted his interview on VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Ken Greenwood, who was with KRMG for many years, did you have any?
Oh, yeah. I really looked up to him. And when he did those editorials, I thought that was a hallmark of for that station. And he did them so well.
Ken Greenwood, KRMG, the manager, yes, he wrote his editorials and delivered them. And then invited opposing editorials as well.
Right.
And I don't think radio stations have done that ever since, as a matter of fact. Congressman James R. Jones, would he have come into your...
Yes, I knew Jim Jones and actually went to his house in Washington, D.C. with a group of Tulsans that went up for some event and thought very highly of him. I actually played Jim Jones in the annual Tulsa Press Club Gridiron.
Oh.
And so on one of the Saturday night shows, they snuck Jones out on the stage behind me, and I was doing a little dance, and Jones was behind me dancing as well.
Oh.
So I thought the world of Jim Jones.
Yeah, what a great guy, that's for sure. Let's talk a little bit more about Bob LaFortune. I consider him as the father of Tulsa.
He's the quintessential mayor of this city.
Yeah.
And highly respected and smart as a whip and a man of few words.
Yeah. And John Williams, of course, of the Williams Companies, did you have any relation, anything? Business?
Not really.
Okay. Well, the two of them worked together, and then John wanted to close off Boston and then create the building there, and the two of them worked together on all those things.
To get that done.
Right. So the two of them have left their mark, literally.
Yes, they have.
Streets closed and open and all that kind of thing. Urban renewal. That was a whole urban renewal area. Where were you on April 19th, 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing? You certainly remember. And where were you?
I was sitting in my office, and I got a call from Pat Snocky, who was in Oklahoma City.
And we should say he's the son of Chuck.
He's Chuck's son. Right. And he said, something's going on down here. And he called me a few minutes later and says, well, there's been a bombing. And at that particular day, we had were planning to feed the Oklahoma Education Association and provide them with a lunch. Well, obviously, that was going to be canceled. So I remember calling the caterer, and I said, we're obviously not going to have this, and I'm sure on some of this food you haven't paid for it yet, and would you cut me some slack here? And he said, no. And so I said, well, here's what you're going to do then. I want you to prepare that food and take it all down to the site where the people are and feed them, which he did. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how people think and operate during a time of crisis.
Yes, 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 yes. So did you go then to the site that day or the next day?
I went that day.
And what did you see?
Just the horrific. Well, first of all, looking at that building in and by itself is staggering. Mm-hmm. And it was a horrible time for this state.
But we didn't mention the fact that as much as TU was important in your life, you were there, you got a scholarship, sports information director, you came back and taught at TU.
I did. I taught for 12 years as an adjunct on Monday nights and thoroughly loved it.
And what did you teach?
Public relations case studies.
Right. Case studies.
Uh-huh. Well, you would take a situation and talk to the students about what was the strategy here, how would you handle this, how should this have been handled. And in order to do that, these students needed to know what was going on. Well, it didn't take me long to discover that these students don't read newspapers anymore. So they're not reading a newspaper, and I would hammer that home that it's important to read the newspaper from cover to cover every day. You're not going to get all of it from that phone that's sitting in front of you. They'd look at me and stare at me. I don't know how much it resonated or didn't resonate, but I really hammered. I'd bring the newspapers to the classroom and pass them around so they at least get a little ink on their fingers.
And so you saw 12 years you did that.
Did it for 12 years.
Have students changed over that period of time? Was there...
Yeah, they have changed. They seem to be more interested in how they were going to earn an A grade than in learning. I shouldn't be too derogatory, but they seem to have other things on their mind, and maybe it was my inability to teach, but it was a Monday night class, 6 to 9 p.m., and I'd put things on the chalkboard, or it's not a chalkboard anymore, the whiteboard, and ask them to tell me about what does this mean, and they'd be major current events, and they have no idea what's going on, and I'd say, you need to know this stuff. You need to know this stuff.
You had many civic involvements. I'm going to take you through some of them, and maybe you can comment on that. You're a trustee emeritus at the University of Tulsa.
Correct.
On their board of trustees.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many years, and you faced many problems there, didn't you?
We've had our challenges over the years, but I think the things are going well for the university now. Of course, most colleges are going through this. There are fewer students in America,
right.
And there's a lot more competition for students, and that's caused universities to have to adjust their curriculum.
Let's bring up some names of presidents when you were there on the Board of Trustees.
Well, the ones I worked for, Gene Swearingen,
okay,
Pascal Twyman, Bob Donaldson, Brad Carson.
Right. Pascal Twyman had quite an image in the town. think he hung out at Grand Lake, didn't he?
He did. He liked to hang out at Grand Lake. And
did he have a ranch, too, maybe?
Well, he had a big spread there. And I remember he had a coffee group that met in Langley on Saturday mornings and solved the world's problems.
Yeah. You were chairman of the Oklahoma Academy. What is the Oklahoma Academy?
Well, we determine policies that we think will make the state a better place, and we develop those and make recommendations and then give them to the legislature to see if they can implement them during the legislative sessions.
And you're chairman of the State Chamber of Commerce?
I was, yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, I looked at that one day and said, they called and asked me to go on the board, and I said, you know, I'm a Democrat. And they said, I don't think you have any Democrats. And he said, yeah, I know. That's why we want to put you on the board so we can have a little more balance.
Okay. All right. And you were chairman of the Metropolitan Tulsa Chamber of Commerce.
I was.
See, this community involvement. And, of course, that was good because it brings the name of your firm along with it.
Correct.
I mean, there's a method to your madness, isn't there?
There is. There is a method.